Questions and Answers on the Bible. Chapter 178. Anarchy Against Christianity. As a constant reader of Present Truth, I shall be very much obliged if you will give me your answer to this question. Can an anarchist be a believer in Christ? An anarchist can certainly become a believer in Christ, just as anybody else can. But faith in Christ will put an end to his anarchistic sentiments. The word anarchy means without rule, and an anarchist is commonly understood to be one who is opposed to all government and law. But by faith in Christ we establish the law, instead of making it void. It is true that this statement refers specifically to the law of God, but that does not alter the fact that faith in Christ puts an end to all tendency to anarchy, because whoever is loyal to God will seek the peace of the country where he dwells. The most law-abiding citizens in any country are those who are most faithful to God. Reference has been made to anarchy in its completest form, as opposed to all order, but there are, of course, various grades of anarchists. There are some who are not opposed to government in itself, but to oppression, and to the arbitrary exercise of power, which in itself is in reality anarchy. And since some people know no other government than such absolutism, they think that in their opposition to it they are opposed to all government, and hence they style themselves anarchists. The true Christian, however, will never raise insurrection against even such a government. He will not lift up the standard of rebellion on any account. He will not resist evil, but will, for conscience' sake, endure grief, suffering wrongfully, waiting for the coming of Christ to right all wrongs. For the wrath of man works not the righteousness of God. Take, for example, the 13th chapter of Romans, where we have the exhortation to be subject to the powers that be, and the statement that whosoever resists the power resists the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. The same apostle gave this instruction: put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates. And Peter wrote: submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king, as supreme, or unto governors, as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers, and for the praise of them that do well. These things are written for the guidance of believers in Christ. And so it is evident that whoever lifts up his hand against kings and rulers is not a follower of Christ. Christ's own example is the standard. He would not oppose the government, even to save his own life from being taken by injustice and oppression. He that says he abides in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. He who goes directly contrary to Christ's way is certainly not a follower of Christ. It is not enough to say that the government is bad, and the rulers arbitrary and tyrannical, in order to justify anarchy. The apostles Peter and Paul, who exhorted people to obey magistrates, and to honor the king, and to be subject to principalities and powers, lived in the days of Nero, one of the most despotic, wicked, and lawless ruler who ever lived. If subjection to such a ruler as that was necessary to the perfection of Christianity, it is absolutely certain that no place ever can be found where a Christian can raise the standard of rebellion and still be consistent with his profession.